Well, when I was a kid, we didn't, but then, of course, we do now.
Mm-hmm.
Oysters and cans.
How about shrimp?
Well, we do now. We didn't when I was a kid. I never saw a shrimp, I don't think, until I went to Florida.
Mm-hmm. That's nice country down there in places, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that little insect that flies around at night and has a light?
Lightning bug?
Uh-huh.
There are a few of them around here, but I hardly ever see any.
I imagine it's pretty dry.
Yes, I think it's too dry. Go east, right, you'll see more of them.
Mm-hmm. How about that little insect that will get in your skin and burrow in?
Chigger?
Uh-huh.
Some of them around here.
I guess they're...
I think I've got some chigger bites on the feet now.
They're annoying, aren't they?
Yeah.
How about stinging insects?
Yeah, like bees or...
Uh-huh. And those that make a big build under your eaves, perhaps.
Oh, wasps?
Uh-huh. Hornets now.
Hornets?
Where do they nest?
Well, I guess they live up under that. Wasps, I don't know, it's a hornet and a wasp. I don't know, it's what, not much difference in them, is it?
Oh, I don't really know. I wish I did.
Yeah, I don't.
I watched one bury a grub one day.
Yeah.
It was a very interesting thing. It took him half an hour, but... It was a very interesting thing to watch. Do you have that little insect who builds a nest of dirt? Supposed to be unable to sting?
Well, I didn't know that they're here. They build nests of dirt and mud. But I don't know what they are. I don't know what they call them.
Well, some people call them dirt daubers.
Dirt daubers.
I've heard that they don't sting, and I've heard that they do sting. And
I don't know.
I'm not interested enough to pick one up and caress them and find out.
I see those little old things, that kind of a wasp-like thing, build them. There's some of them around here.
And they'll just fill that little cocoon with spiders. Speaking of spiders, what do you call those webs that they...
Spider web?
Uh-huh. How about one inside a house, let's say, in a corner, perhaps?
Yeah, I just call it a spider web or cobweb.
Uh-huh. How deep are the roots on these cottonwoods out here by the creek?
No, they go down to water.
Uh-huh. Is that a pretty extensive system? Or?
I guess so. We had this old dug well out here. It was about 18 feet deep, and then the cottonwood roots went down to that water.
Boy. What kinds of trees are common around here?
Well, cottonwoods are natural. Cottonwoods and hackberries up in the hills, and chinaberries. Along this creek, it's just all cottonwoods and willows.
Mm-hmm. Is elm common in plantings?
No, there's no elm, only what's been brought in that I know of. There are some, but they've been, like I say, they've been brought in here.
Mm-hmm. How about that tree with a sort of a pale greenish-yellow bark? It has big scales on it, large leaves, and on the ends of the branches it'll have these little ball-like things.
You mean, I don't believe it's natural to this country, is it?
I would doubt it.
Native, I don't think it is. I can't remember what it is. Not a sycamore.
Buttonball?
Buttonball.
Does that strike a chord?
No, I don't know. I
was thinking particularly of the sycamore, and buttonball's another name for those.
I don't know. But sycamores aren't, they don't grow out here unless they're set up.
I'm pretty sure you don't have this bush either, but you may. This is the one that has such pretty colors in the fall, and when leaves will hold in the winter, it'll have that clump of brown berries or berry-like things up on top. And they grow in, great patches. Shoemake?
Shoemake. No, there's no shoemake out here.
Is shoemake a tree?
No, it's just kind of a bush.
How about that vine with three leaves? Or is it five leaves?